with a real feel of 20 degrees Celsius. It's currently 19 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM News at 12 hours, the headlines. Zambia's inflation drops to 6.6% in May 2026. TIZ calls for probe into candidate withdrawals ahead of August polls. And 16 students killed in Kenya school fire, local police say.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jembangbundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now the news in detail. Zambia's annual inflation rate for May 2026 has declined to 6.6%, down from 6.8% recorded in April 2026. Zambia Statistics Agency ZAMSTAT's Statistician General Sheila Mudenda has attributed the decrease mainly to easing food prices, with annual food inflation falling to 6.9% in May from 7.3% in April 2026. Speaking during a media briefing, Ms. Mudenda said the easing of inflation to 6.6% in May 2026 was largely driven by price movements in cereals such as breakfast mealie meal, roller meal, maize grain and vegetables, including dry beans and rice, among others. Meanwhile, Ms. Mudenda said non-food inflation increased to 6.1% in May 2026 from 6% in April 2026, largely due to rising prices of commodities such as pharmaceutical products and diesel.
The annual overall inflation rate for May 2026 was recorded at 6.6%, which is from 6.8% recorded in April 2026. And this means that on average, prices of goods and services increased by 6.6% between May 2025 and May 2026. This development was attributed to price movements in food items. The annual food inflation reduced to 6.9% in May from 7.3% recorded in April 2026.
Transparency International Zambia TIZ says there is a need for investigations into what is leading to a number of candidates withdrawing from parliamentary races, resulting in some candidates going unopposed ahead of the August polls. Speaking at a press briefing, TIZ Governance and Institutional Strengthening Manager Jimuga Nachiwinga expressed concern over the increasing number of candidates withdrawing and others going unopposed in some constituencies, particularly in UPND strongholds. Mr. Nachiwinga said the development is concerning in the democratic dispensation and undermines the citizens' rights to elect their leaders.
A large number of MPs going unopposed. I think this is a concern that we have as well as an organization. Firstly, I think the events that are surrounding this happening needs to be investigated. We haven't yet received incidents around this particular aspect, whether those that are withdrawing as a result of intimidation or they are being maybe paid or influenced in one way or the other. So I think we need to ensure that we can investigate this and be able to establish what is causing this particular aspect to happen.
Meanwhile, TIZ Chapter President Priscilla Chanza has announced that the organization has launched an election project ahead of the polls aimed at promoting transparency and protecting the people's vote in democracy.
TIZ will deploy more than 70 short-term monitors during the election period to observe polling day activities and constituency collection centers. The project will also include the rollout of web-based campaign financing monitoring tools anchored in Article 63 and B of the Constitution of Zambia. This platform will support transparency and accountability by monitoring political party expenditure patterns and campaign financing activities.
In more news, the police in Lusaka have picked up a former Zambia Security Intelligence Service Director General, Xavier Chungu, for questioning. In a statement, police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi has confirmed that Mr. Chungu was picked up this morning. Mr. Chilabi said Mr. Chungu was apprehended in connection with an ongoing investigation. He has added that further updates will be provided in due course. In other news, the musician and radio host Daliso Piri, commonly known as Daliso, has appeared before the Lusaka Magistrates Court discharged with driving without a license, contrary to the Road Traffic Act of the Laws of Zambia. Mr. Piri appeared before Lusaka Chief Resident Magistrate Tandoso Chalala, who later allocated the matter to Magistrate Moffat Piri for plea. According to the particulars of the offence, Mr. Piri is alleged to have, on April 27th, 2026, around 23:04 hours, opposite Puma Police Station along Mosotunia Road in Lusaka, driven a Nissan March bearing registration number BAB5514ZM. He is further alleged to have done so without a valid driver's license authorizing him to operate a motor vehicle of that class.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Former Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Simeko Mosokotwane has been named Africa's Finance Minister of the Year by the African Banker magazine. This is in recognition of his role in the country's economic reform and recovery efforts. In his acceptance speech, Dr. Mosokotwane said Zambia's economic reforms were focused on restoring stability, rebuilding investor confidence, restructuring debt and strengthening public finances. He has dedicated the honor to the people of Zambia and praised the resilience shown during the country's economic reforms. Dr. Mosokotwane says Zambia's reform program had received support from regional and international institutions, particularly the African Development Bank. This is the Hot FM News at 12 hours.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
To East Africa, 16 students have been killed in a fire at a boarding school in Gilgil, about 120 kilometers west of the Kenyan capital Nairobi, a policeman told journalists at the scene. He added that 74 other students are being treated in hospital after being injured. According to the Kenya Red Cross from the police, the fire at the Utumishi Girls' School started in the early hours of today when the students were asleep. The BBC has more on other stories.
Kenyan police say at least 16 students at a girls' boarding school have died in a nighttime dormitory fire. The school parents have gathered outside the Utumishi Girls Academy in the Rift Valley town of Gilgil. The blaze is not yet known. Iran's Revolutionary Guard says it retaliated against an American airbase in the region after the latest U.S. strikes on southern Iran. The Iranians didn't say where the base was, but Kuwait said it had responded to drone and missile attacks. Earlier, the U.S. military said it had shot down four Iranian drones over the Strait of Hormuz and attacked the ground control station in the port city of Bandar Abbas. Israel has continued to intensify its attacks on Lebanon, striking the southern city of Tyre overnight. Videos online show crowds gathered around collapsed buildings and rescue workers putting out fires.
This sports news is brought to you by MTN.
Finally, in sports, the Copa Princesses coach Caro Kanyemba says her team is preparing both mentally and physically for the second leg encounter against DR Congo despite holding a commanding advantage from the first leg. Speaking ahead of the match, Kanyemba warned against the complacency following Zambia's emphatic 5-0 home victory. She said the technical bench has continued to urge players to remain focused and disciplined as they aim to complete the job away from home. Kanyemba expressed confidence in the team's ability to secure another win and progress further in the competition. And on that sporting item ends the news at 12, but before I go, here's a recap of the top stories. Zambia's annual inflation rate for May 2026 has declined to 6.6%, down from 6.8% recorded in April 2026. Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, says there is a need for investigations into what is leading to a number of candidates withdrawing from parliamentary races, resulting in some candidates going unopposed ahead of the August polls. And in East Africa, 16 students have been killed in a fire at a boarding school in Gilgil, about 120 kilometers west of Kenyan capital Nairobi, a policeman told journalists at the scene. Do join us for our next main news bulletin at 18 hours later this evening. I'm Hugh Jempampundu. Thank you for listening. Good afternoon.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest.